Hello, this is Kent Barnes. I'm the host of True Admissions. And today I'm here with Anna Castro, who actually works in the admissions office at Augustana, but is also a parent going through the college search and selection process with her daughter right now. And Anna, I understand you have a few questions from a parent's perspective about the campus visit and a few other things.
I do. And like you said, I have a daughter, Angelica, who's a senior in high school this year. And we've been spending lots of time on different campuses, visiting, trying to make her final decisions. So just a couple of questions for you, just so that I know kind of what's going on. I think my first question is that while we've been visiting campuses, I've heard the term lawnmower or helicopter parents, and we were just kind of wondering what that meant. What's the difference between those two?
A bit of a term of endearment that admissions officers might use. Let me give you a little bit of perspective on that. Whether we refer to parents as lawnmower parents or helicopter parents or curling parents, we're referring to a generation of parents who tend to be partners with their student in the college search and tend to be involved, helping schedule visits, helping prepare visits, sometimes asking for information on behalf of the student. And I guess what we are saying when we use those terms, which again, I think are lighthearted terms, we're trying to make a point that we want to make sure that the student is front and center and that the parent doesn't mow over us or hover above the student. And I think that's particularly important during the college visit, especially.
So is there a good balance? What's the right balance between being too pushy and not involved enough?
That is a great question. And I wish more parents asked that specific question, is what is the right balance? We genuinely believe that there is a need for partnership. Parents play a critically important role in helping their son or daughter navigate the college search and selection process. We get that. We simply don't want students to do it all. We don't want parents to do it all. When parents do it all, from scheduling the visit to asking all of the questions to reminding us what Johnny or Angelica does, we're curious about the role of the student and whether or not the student is even excited to be there. So I don't know if that helps understand the balance. I mean, I think there is a role. I certainly understand with as busy as students are, and I'm sure Angelica is the same way. Mm-hmm. She relies on you to perhaps call colleges, to schedule visits, and be involved. But we want to make sure there's a healthy balance where the parent isn't overbearing.
Okay, thank you. Another question. We've been on some visits where she's been super excited about going to visit that campus. She's read and done a lot of research on those campuses, seen all the brochures, and then we went and visited, and she's had a horrible experience. Do you think that one bad experience visiting should trump everything, or do you think we should give it another chance, come again?
Well, I have to say, I don't think that your experience is uncommon, in part because each visit can be a different visit. And one thing that we certainly know through our research is the influence and the quality of the tour guide makes a huge difference. But you know what? The weather does also. You visit on a beastly hot day or on a snowy day, and that impacts the whole perspective on the campus visit itself. So I guess my best advice is if you know people who've attended the institution, you've read up on that college or university, there was enthusiasm before that visit, give it another shot. The other thing that I would say is, you know, visiting when classes are in session really makes a big difference also.
So if we were to visit campus and we only had one day that we could visit campus, what are the absolute most necessary things to do while she's on a visit?
Well, if you have only one chance to visit a college or university, maybe your student is going far from home and it's one shot. First and foremost, visit while classes are in session. That is the only way to get a true feel for the place, to be able to look around, size students up, and also engage in a full experience. Because classes are in session, a student oftentimes will have an opportunity to meet with a faculty member, which I think is incredibly important on the campus visit. As well, eating in the cafeteria. It may sound really simple, but 4 years of the same food, that's something you want to do. And then I also think making sure that you get to see where you might live on campus is an important part of the campus visit also. There are lots of things that you can do, but I think that the top things that come to mind is visit during the academic year while classes are in session. Try to meet with a faculty member, eat on campus, and see where you're going to live. That's a great way to go about the visit.
Great, thanks. Are there any other advice that you would have for us just in general?
Well, I think generally speaking, if parents assume the role of being partners in the college search and selection process, have a few questions that you're going to ask your student during this process, that usually constitutes a pretty healthy relationship. And also, keep in mind that we as admissions officers, we're accustomed to speaking to parents. Don't hesitate to reach out to us directly and work with us.
Thank you.
And that concludes another edition of True Admissions. Thank you for joining me.